Hello, how are you? This is Craig Beck from StopDrinkingExpert.com. Welcome into our usual Wednesday get together. And today, some good news, very good news. There is a new miracle cure for alcohol addiction. Great. We'll talk about it in detail today. Just a reminder, if you're new at the channel, then hit that subscribe button, ring the bell, and make sure you get notifications for all my videos and podcasts when they come out. If you are worried about your drinking, go to my website right now, stopdrinkingexpert.com, and sign up for today's free quit drinking webinar. I'll even give you a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a free gift just for turning up. All right, are you excited? Should we dive into it and find out about this miracle cure? Here it is. Ketamine for alcoholics trial goes to next stage. So if you don't know what ketamine is, it's a veterinary drug, I believe, designed initially to tranquilize horses. It's also a street drug as well, traded in dodgy locations among users. But this is completely different. And let's get into this article on the BBC website, which says, a program of therapy involving the drug ketamine will be made available to alcoholics in a research project. The University of Exeter-led trial, with funding of £2.4 million, will go ahead at 7 NHS sites across the UK. The trial will look into whether a combination of ketamine and therapy could help alcoholics stay sober for longer. Professor Celia Morgan, the academic behind the research, said there was an urgent need for new treatments. She's right. The research will go ahead after a phase two trial showed ketamine and therapy treatment was safe and tolerable for heavy drinkers. An early study found participants who had ketamine combined with therapy stayed completely sober, representing 86% abstinence in their first 6 months follow-up. I don't really understand that statement, because for me, am I being stupid here? Please tell me in the comments below. Total sobriety means 100% abstinence, doesn't it? These drug companies, they set such low bars for themselves. They set such a low level at what they determine success to be that it's hard to tell the truth from the bullshit sometimes, isn't it? They're saying 86% successful here in the 6 months. So not totally then, right? I mean, that would be like me saying, I'm totally sober apart from Saturdays. Anyway, let's skip that for the moment. We'll carry on with the article. The Ketamine for Reduction of Alcohol Relapse, CARE, nice acronym, trial will now move to the next step of the drug development, the aim of rolling it out to the NHS if it proves effective. Professor Morgan from the University of Exeter said more than 2 million UK adults have serious alcohol problems, yet only 1 in 5 of those get treatment. And trust me, that is the tip of the iceberg. That is what they know about, not reality. 3 out of 4 people who quit alcohol will be back drinking heavily after the first year. She said alcohol-related harm was estimated to cost the NHS around £3.5 billion every year and around £40 billion to the wider UK society. Can believe that? Makes sense. Alcohol problems affect not only the individual, but families, friends, and communities, and related deaths have increased still further since the pandemic, she added. We urgently need new treatments. Ketamine is a licensed medical drug widely used as an anesthetic and in pain relief. It is also used as a recreational drug and is classified as a B banned substance by the Home Office. The trial will recruit 280 people with alcohol problems who will be randomly split into two groups. Half will be given ketamine at the dose used in the first clinical trial with psychological therapy. The other half will be given very low doses of ketamine and 7 sessions of education package about the harmful effects of alcohol, which doesn't make a whole heap of sense to me. Normally, when you do a trial, half the participants get the drug and the other half get a sugar pill, a placebo. I'm not sure why everyone will get the drug. How can you tell if it's working? Anyway, They're the experts. Researchers will look at whether the ketamine and therapy package reduces harmful drinking. Money for the trials is coming from the National Institute for Healthcare and Research, which is funded by the Department of Health and Social Care. Additional funding is coming from Awaken Life Sciences, a biotech firm specializing in addiction treatments. The new trial will recruit participants across the country, with recruitment due to start midway through 2023. So there we go, folks. We can shut the channel down. It's all over. We have it. The miracle cure is here. No longer do we need to worry about alcohol addiction. It's all been fixed for us. Hooray. So let me explain why I have such a sarcastic tone and why I'm not particularly jumping through hoops excited about this announcement. And there are two reasons for it. The first one, is I don't believe that there is an external solution to alcohol, which is an internal problem. People would love the idea that there's a magic pill or a silver bullet or somebody out there who could take the problem away from them. But I think when people dream about that, when people hope that one day there will be a cure for alcoholism, it's dreaming of the impossible or dreaming of the pointless. Because in my experience of doing this for like 12 years now, 99.9% of the people who come to me are not drinking because they like it or they like the taste or they like the process or anything like that. They're drinking alcohol to escape reality. They're killing themselves because there is something in their life or in their mind that sucks so bad they would rather drink an anesthetic than deal with it. And obviously that thing that resides within us that causes us such misery is different for everyone. No one problem drinker is the same with the same motivations. You know, you might have people who are suffering with depression, anxiety, might be in an abusive relationship, might be socially awkward, might have had trauma from childhood that they didn't deal with, might be lonely, might be... You can see it's, you know, it's a myriad of different situations. And all these people are using alcohol as a way of not dealing with the painful, horrible monster that lives within inside them. So even if the tablet does work and you fix them, they no longer want to drink alcohol anymore. All you end up with in these situations is people with exactly the same problem that they started with, but you've just taken away their coping mechanism. They've been using alcohol for decades as a coping mechanism to avoid dealing with the big monster. And what you end up with in this situation is a lot of people who just become what we call dry drunks, as in, yeah, you can test their blood and there's no alcohol in it. They're completely alcohol free, but they're absolutely downright miserable. And that is not a solution. I believe that, you know, the solution to problem drinking is internal, because first you have to understand, what are you trying to get away from? What are you using alcohol to escape from? What do you need to address in your life and deal with so that you no longer need the anesthetic to make it go away? So that's kind of the initial problem I have with it. Having said that, I am not here to say that there's no place for medication. I think medication, you know, pharmaceutical drugs are a lifesaver, but I see them more as lifeboats than solutions to problems. You know, if you're drowning in the sea, if you're about to die, what do you need? You need a life raft, don't you? But do you want to spend the rest of your life on the life raft? Of course not. It's a terrible place to live. But in that moment, the life raft is super important. It saved your life. It's, you know, essential. And that's how I view medication. You know, there will be people who, you know, their drinking is so severe that unless they take some sort of medication, they will drop down dead. They are about to die. And in that situation, I believe that medication is applicable, appropriate, and needed. But to put someone on medication for the rest of their life and have them live sober but miserable is not something to aspire to, if you ask me. So the second reason I'm not jumping through hoops and I'm not very excited about this is I have very little faith in the in Big Pharma, in the companies that make our drugs, because they seem to have a very low bar of what they consider to be successful. If you think about it, there is not a single prescription medication that we have created in a lab that doesn't come with a huge list of terrible, horrible side effects. I mean, buy a packet of Tylenol and you'll pull out that piece of paper and it'll be like an A4 piece of paper folded over 20 times and you open it up and the list is this long on the side effects. But my problem really with the pharmaceutical drugs is the side effects almost seem to be a joke. They couldn't be more ironic if they tried. Let's take Tylenol, Nurofen, Ibuprofen, aspirin, paracetamol, whatever you want, any of our pain medication. The side effects for the medication that we take when we get a headache, a migraine, headaches, and muscle pains. Are you joking? Is this some sort of twisted joke? It gets worse. Prozac, fluoxetine, depression medication. 1 in 8 people now are on depression medication. 1 in 8 people in the Western world are on a prescription for antidepressants. That is shocking. But you know what one of the side effects of our depression medication is? Suicide, suicidal thoughts, depressive states of mind. Is it a joke? How did that get through testing? How, when they were trying to create an antidepressant and they got the results back, how come nobody looked at the results and went, is this right? Side effect suicide? Yeah. A few people did try and kill themselves. Yeah. That'll be all right. Approved. How did that happen? How did nobody go, well, this is a disaster. Send it back. We'll start again. This is terrible. We've completely failed. Start again. It baffles me that these drugs get through testing with something so hideously wrong with them as that. Every single drug we've ever created seems to have side effects, ironically positioned as to what they're trying to treat. It's almost like, you know, if there was a tablet to cure right leg pain, the side effect would be left leg pain. That's how ridiculous the situation is. And I've experienced this firsthand. About 3 or 4 years ago, I was incorrectly diagnosed with enlarged prostate. And a consultant doctor put me on alpha blockers. And if you're a man and you're watching this and a doctor ever says to you, I'm putting you on alpha blockers, do everything you can to avoid taking those. Ask him if there's an alternative because they are horrible. Firstly, I couldn't get off the sofa. I would take a tablet in the morning. I'd be on the sofa for 8 hours. It would just knock me out completely. Awful things. But the side effects of alpha blockers for men, are you ready for this? Well, top of the list, impotence, erectile dysfunction. this is male healthcare, right? There is something even worse than that, right? They also do something, and forgive me, this is a bit graphic. One of the side effects of alpha blockers is something called retrograde ejaculation. And without being too vivid and visual about it, when a man has an orgasm, stuff comes out of him, yeah? Well, not if you're taking these tablets. It goes the other way. It goes up inside you. And it feels even worse than it sounds. I mean, how did this get through testing? How come there was no man on this testing process with a clipboard going, it does what? Yeah, let's start again. How did this get through? I mean, it's just laughable. So, yeah. Some people will be excited by this headline, no ketamine for alcoholics. I'm just not sure that a Class B narcotic, a Class B drug is the solution to a drug problem. But maybe I'm wrong. But we'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. But my gut feeling is 99% of the people who get into trouble with alcohol, this is not going to be a path that they take. I'm guessing that this sort of thing is going to be reserved for those rare emergency cases where it's like, we got to do something, otherwise he's going to kill himself. You know, he's going to drink himself to death, or she's going to drink herself to death. And I think this sort of intervention might be reserved for that sort of thing. But we'll keep an eye on it, and I'll keep you updated if I hear any more. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next week.
Discover the world's most successful and respected online quit drinking program today.
It's different to anything you can find out there, and it gives you real mental freedom from the clutches of alcohol.
Craig Beck helps you understand what alcohol does to you, how it works. I always recommend him to anybody.
It's just so worth it. Why did I waste all those years?
Are you finally ready to take action? Your sober journey begins 11 a.m. Sunday. Reserve your space at my next free quit drinking webinar.